Sech b'charos perek zayin mishnah dalet. Ein gedolos kishel egel uktanos kishel amos. If the eyes of the coin were large like a cat or tiny like a goose, in such a case that's considered a mu'ah and is pasul lavud. Even though by a behemah we said that as long as the two eyes are the same size, even if they're larger or smaller than normal, it's not considered a mu'ah. But by a coin, it's more chamor. And even though both eyes are the same size, if they're larger or smaller than normal, then it's possible. Gufo gadol me'avaru. If his body is too big for his limbs, meaning to say that his legs and arms are short, but he's very tall, this is considered a mu'ah. O katan me'avaru. Or his body is too small for his limbs, he has long legs and arms, but he's short. Chot mo gadol me'avaru. O katan me'avaru. Or his nose is out of proportion with his limbs, too big or too small. As the normal size of a nose is the size of your pinky, and if it's smaller or bigger than that, it's a mu'ah. Hatsimein b'hatsimea. Ezehu tzimea. Tzimeim and tzimea are a mu'ah. What's tzimea? She'atnav tanus. That his ears are very small, that would be considered a mu'ah. B'hatsimea. What's tzimea? She'atnav domos l'sfuk. That his ears are similar to a sponge, meaning to say that his ears are very large and swollen, and it looks like a sponge, this would be a mum, and the coin would be called a duabur.
Sech b'charos perek zayin mishnah hei tfasol ha'ayona odefes ala tachton. V'ha'tachtona odefes ala ayona. Harei zeh mum. If the upper lip of the coin was overlapping the lower lip, or vice versa, the lower lip was overlapping the upper lip, this is considered a mum, and the coin cannot do avodah. V'shenitlu shinav, pasul b'nei marasayin. If the teeth of the coin was missing, then he is pasul to do avodah, but this is only b'nei marasayin. It's not a real mum, but since it looks like a mum, the Chacham says that he cannot do avodah. Darav shochven kishal isha. If the breast of the coin extended out and sagged down like a woman's breast, this is also a mum. Kreso tzava, or if his belly was very large, this is also a mum. Tiburo yotzik, or if his belly button stuck out, nichba afilu achas liyama. If the coin has seizures, even if he only has seizures on rare occasions, this is considered a mum. Ruach saris ba'alav, or if on occasion the coin gets very short breaths from deep depression or from fright, this is also a mum. Hamu'ushka, if the scrotum of the coin went very far down all the way to the knee, this would be a mum. Ubal gever, or if his gid, his erva, went all the way down to his knee, this is also a mum. Ein lo beta, o ein lo ela beta, achas zel meruach asher ha'amor bitor. If the coin's two testicles are in one pouch instead of two, or he only has one testicle, this is meruach asher that is mentioned in the Torah. The Torah says that meruach asher is a mum, and this is what the Torah is referring to. Rabbi Shmuel omer kol shenimrachu asher. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says meruach asher is any time his testicles got dissolved. Rabbi Akiva Aymer Kosher Ruach Ba'ashachar. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. He said that Meruach Eshach in the Torah is referring to where there's air in his testicles and they swelled up. Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus Aymer Kosher Marav Chashucha. Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus said that Meruach Eshach in the Torah is referring to something else entirely. It's referring to somebody who's very, very dark. Even if it's not mamish black like a kushi, if it's very, very dark, that's considered a mum, and he's pasul la'avod. Now, even though all these Tanama arguing the definition of Meruach Eshach, they all agree with each other that all the mumim mentioned over here are considered a mum. But they're arguing what the Torah is referring to when it says Meruach Eshach. But la halacha, they don't disagree. They all agree that all the mumim mentioned in this Mishnah would pass a coin for our book.